prom was coming up, and this girl I knew all during high school, Karen Smith, she was a beautiful girl, very sweet, very nice, polite, just a nice person. And I wanted to ask her to the senior prom, and I was afraid because she was so beautiful. And I said, every guy's going to ask her to the prom. So I didn't ask her. And I took a friend of mine instead, somebody I knew. And I got to the prom, and she was there with her cousin because nobody asked her to the prom. Lesson learned. 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A major snowstorm is bearing down on Washington, D.C., and Mayor Muriel Bowser has issued a warning.
Stay home. Please stay off the roads. Give our plow teams plenty of room to work during and after the snowfall.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Baltimore and D.C. could see up to a foot of snow if they get in one of these really heavy bands. In terms of the timeline for the East Coast, the heaviest snow is now through at least 3 or 4 p.m., and then things begin tapering through sunset.
The system's made its way east from the Midwest, where Kansas City is digging out from 11 inches of snow, the largest one-day amount there in 63 years. More than 264,000 customers in the region have no power. Members of Congress will trudge through the snow to get to work to vote on certifying the presidential election results this January 6th. President Biden says the Capitol attack proved.
The rules matter. The institutions matter. The safeguards matter. They really matter.
With just 2 weeks left of his administration, Mr. Biden is protecting some federal waters from new offshore drilling. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has the details.
The president said in an early morning statement that he's taking action to protect the East and West Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, and Alaska's northern Bering Sea. He says his decision reflects what many have known for some time, that oil and natural gas drilling in those areas would cause irreversible damage. And it's unnecessary, he says, to meet our energy needs.
Americans have been paying tribute to the nation's longest living former president in Atlanta.
I'm Jim Crisul in Atlanta. After viewing his flag-draped coffin as it lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center, Candace Kennerly told me the former president, Jimmy Carter, has long held a special place in her heart.
I've loved him since I was in second grade and he was elected. I stayed up till 2 a.m. watching. There was such close results, and it drove my love for political science.
Mr. Carter's remains will be taken to Washington tomorrow, where he will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before a state funeral on Thursday. At last night's Golden Globe Awards on CBS.
And the Golden Globe goes to Amelia Perez.
Netflix show about a trans drug lord won 4 prizes, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, as well as Best Female Actor in a Supporting Role for Zoe Saldana.
My heart is full of gratitude.
Demi Moore won her first acting award ever.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years.
She won for her performance in The Substance. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake effect snow is the reason for the advisory. The National Weather Service has the winter weather advisory in place through this afternoon, with several more inches still to come in certain areas. The counties included are the ones along the lake, including Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. There is a bigger winter weather impact to the south. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The deadly assault in the Racine County Jail last week lasted less than a minute, and no other inmates alerted guards about the attack. Inmate Devontae Carraway will likely face first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. There are emergency buttons in an area of the jail where the assault happened, but those weren't activated by inmates. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says guards followed safety protocols. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is investigating. The 13-year-old accused of terrorizing an elementary school in Kenosha has a court date this week. The teen was deemed competent to stand trial following a mental evaluation. He's charged with entering Roosevelt Elementary in November with a duffel bag containing airsoft guns. The trial will take place in juvenile court with a judge ruling on the case. The trial is set for next week. and the Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about a scam. The scammers are claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt and are leaving voicemails requesting callbacks and demanding money to avoid arrest. If you get one of those calls, you're asked to call the Racine County non-emergency number. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fall to Chicago. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nearly 78,000 fans in 15-degree temperatures watched the Chicago Bears beat the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had to leave the game before halftime after injuring his right elbow.
I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and pretty much just went numb.
Wide receiver Christian Watson carted off the field with a serious knee injury. Interim head coach Thomas Brown says the Bears were overdue to get a W.
First time we won a game in 10 games. First time we beat these cats in 11 tries. A lot to play for, and no better feeling than Cairo having a chance to come on the field. Great job by our field goal team to protect. It was perfect execution, drilled it, right, game over.
So the Packers finished the regular season 11-6. They'll face the 14-3 Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. The Bucks take on the Raptors in Toronto. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. WRJ.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow showers are possible today with a high near 29 and a strong north wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow could accumulate for areas of Racine and Kenosha with some lake effect snow. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens.
It's 24 right now.
I'm completely convinced there's aliens. My brothers say no, they're very scientific about it. I go, well, what if they're just smarter than us and that's why we don't know they're here? Like fish don't know we're up here, but we're certainly snagging them whenever the hell we feel like it. I go, I bet if we drain the ocean, we'd find like 20 trillion tiny posters with pictures of fish that just say, missing. Thank you. That one took you guys a while. Some people really weren't in sync on that. Because I bet every time we catch a fish, some other fish were just swimming around going, hey, wait a minute. Where'd Bill go? And you know when we throw Bill back, the other fish do not believe his story about where he was.
Sakamoto, that's sukiyaki. It's in Japanese because we have an expert on Japanese.
Oh, I wouldn't say expert.
Well, do you know more than I do?
Oh, okay.
Then you're an expert.
All right.
Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County Eye, is here. Before we get to all the other stuff with Racine County Eye this morning, you just came back from Japan.
Yes. It was definitely a trip for a lifetime.
Was this just a vacation trip?
No, there's all, yes, but when you're married to Mr. Denise.
Oh, wow. I'm sure he likes that.
He does. He's fine. The reason why we went was because there is a heavy metal band that my husband has been following for years called Lords of the Trident.
You went to Japan to hear a band?
Yes. We side-tripped with them, and they're dear friends of ours. Ty Christian, Brian Koenig, all of those folks, they are dear friends of ours. And we ended up going there for 12 days, and we side-tripped with them 2 years ago. Lair went, that's my husband, he actually went on the tour with them. He's like a resident roadie. It's fun.
So if you go to a bank for a loan someday, they're going to say, have you done anything like weird in the last 10 years? Gee, we went to see a band in Japan.
Yeah.
No, nothing I could think of.
No, it was great. So we were in Tokyo for 3 days, and then we went to Osaka, kind of used that as home base. We went to Kyoto and Kobe, and we went to Nara and a couple of other places that I can't remember because it's
weird. Is Nara an island?
Japan is an island.
Yeah, but
right?
Nara. Only because, I hate to bring this up, I saw Godzilla. Oh, Gorgo. It was a Gorgo movie.
Oh, you had
movie.
To bring Godzilla up. Okay.
Godzilla, and Nara Island is got destroyed. And I'm just wondering about
I don't think Nara is an island.
Or it might have been Gorgo, not Godzilla.
It might
Godzilla.
Have been. Yeah. No, Nara is a beautiful place. So we went to go see a Buddhist temple there. But what's really interesting about Nara, and you know, perspective is such a different element when it comes to Japan, because in Nara they have this giant park, and you know what's there? Deer. 1,200 deer. And deer are sacred. So
I can see those on the road just traveling here.
I know, but you feed them, and so deer are sacred, and so they do not do the things they do in Wisconsin, like kill them. For hunting purposes.
I know. No, I don't.
It's a different perspective completely.
I have a hunter friend, and I always say to him, oh, you're not going to go kill Bambi this weekend, are you?
No.
I know thinning the herd. I know all that stuff. I mean, I can never kill a cow, but, you know, we're having steak tonight for dinner. So, but I couldn't do it.
I'm a farm girl. So, I'm cool with whatever.
You're an animal murderer. I know that. Okay. So it was a good trip, safe trip.
It was a fabulous trip.
How long did it take you to get there?
So on the way there, it was 16 hours. It was a direct flight. We left out of Chicago. And it was 16 very long hours. And jet lag is definitely a thing. But on the way back, I think it took like 11 hours. It was a trip. And it was a fabulous trip. My soul so needed every moment of this.
What if you would have gotten there and they would have said, we're sorry, the concert tonight's been canceled. I mean,
it wasn't just a concert. They had a tour. So they had
traveled around the world.
Seven different opportunities. So, yeah, no, it was a fabulous trip.
So you and your husband are like groupies? You travel and follow
my
them
husband
all over?
More so. I love me some. I love every single one of the members. It's just my husband, when he likes something, he loves it, which it bodes well for me because he loves me. But that's a whole other subject. So like he is 100,000,000% all in. He helps sponsor Mad with Power, which is a heavy metal show that they put on in Madison. So they're out of Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah. So.
All right. By the way, Cindy Huber, who works here, her daughter lives in Japan.
Yeah.
And so she goes there to visit. And the daughter just came back. I was following her on Facebook, came back from Japan to visit during the holidays. But she lives in Japan.
It's a beautiful place. Like, it is a very beautiful place. But, you know, it's interesting. The culture there is so vastly different. You can tell what they value the most, and it is not rugged individualism. It is not that. So like when you're on the subway, you better be quiet because they're going to tell you to stop talking.
Oh boy, yeah. They've never been on the New York subways, yeah, I know
which,
that.
If you've ever met my husband, he is a big chatty Cathy, which is really hard for him, but he did it.
I understand that. That's how I made a living, being a chatty Cathy.
I know.
People who don't talk don't go into radio.
Exactly. That is an as-advertised situation, my husband would say.
Okay, we got a whole bunch of things to talk about with Denise Lockwood, Racine County Eye. More of that coming up in a moment, but first, here's Peter.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland has signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had 5 kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his 4 grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Denise Lockwood, Racine County I is here. And listen, before we start to all the things we want to talk about on the list, we got the whole hour, so we'll get to it. Some of the big news stories going on now. I know you guys break stories. You dig up dirt on stories. You look around. I hate to say dig up dirt. I just like that old newspaper phrase I used to see on the Superman show with the Daily Planet, the Bulldog Edition. You know, the Bulldog Edition. In all my life dealing with newspapers, I never saw a Bulldog Edition. But you do that kind of work. You like to dig up and, protect and, make sure people are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, actually. And we've got some lighter stuff, too, that we're planning. So 2025 is really going to be focused a lot on a couple of different buckets of story. One of the things that we're working on is, like, follow-up around the death that happened in jail the other day. That's huge. Yeah. So that's what we're working on today. So we'll see what happens. Kind of, we've got some timing things. So we've got some interviews that are happening. So I'm not sure if it's going to break today or tomorrow, but we're working on that. We're also working on something that is very near and dear to so many folks in Racine County is high school sports. We're going to start working on some high school sports probably within the next, I'd say, week to 2 weeks. So be prepared, be really prepared for this because honestly, so I had to assemble a little team. Do you know why, Mr. Rose, and I had to assemble a team?
Why did you have to assemble
because no
a team?
One wants me to have anything to do with writing or editing sports. Do you know why?
Because you don't know anything about
exactly.
sports.
Exactly. Mr. Denise reminds me, I root oftentimes for the wrong team.
Because you don't know how many quarters are in a baseball game. You don't know how innings.
I do know that. I know the basics.
You don't know how
many
innings are in a basketball game.
But that's always been background, right? Background noise for me. So, yeah, that's growing up Lockwood, we were forced to play baseball. And I failed miserably. But that's a whole other thing. Anyway, so one of the other things that we're working on is a lot of engagement opportunities for the community around really big topics, because one of the things that 2024 really taught me was that people want to have really good, solid discussions about things that are important to them. So we're going to be launching within the next few weeks a whole series of in-person events around really big topics, like anything from immigration to what is social-emotional learning, which is taught in education, all of these different things around housing. And we've got a whole laundry list of buckets of story that we're going to be working on. So those are some of the things.
And speaking about high school's basketball, we've got a game tomorrow night here on WRJN Waterford at Burlington. Pre-game 6:30, tip-off 7 p.m. See how we worked into that?
I know. I love this. I love this partnership. Like, it is such a value add to both of our organizations that I think we've got some good synergy because that's how we roll.
Well, we've been covering high schools. Now, I started with WRJN back in 1991. And way before I got here, they were doing high school sports with Gary Sewer. That was one of his big things in life. All high school basketball, high school football. I used to have to, when we had playoffs in Baraboo, I traveled up with the van up there with our announcer. And I kind of lied a little bit to the officials up there. I said, we have to park the van right by the field because we need that signal area. So I was able to bring the van right, because it was freezing cold. And we were able to bring the van right up to the stands there. And he said, oh, yeah, by all means, bring it up here.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to stay warm.
Oh, oops.
That's it. All right, Denise Lockwood is here. We got lots to talk about. The wedding show you're going to plan?
Absolutely.
People still get married, huh?
Yeah, okay. They do.
All right, we're going to talk about that. Got so much more to do. It's 7:26, local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. For today, 1 to 2 inches more of snow likely with a high near 29, partly cloudy, lows 15, tonight 15. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 24. Light snow right now, 25 degrees here at Radio Park. With that 50-degree temperature about 2 weeks ago, everybody thought, oh, this could be a nice winter.
You're spoiled.
You knew it's going to come.
That day is coming, yes. Yeah. Yes, it is here.
And considering
here,
what the rest of the country is getting with snow, this is not bad. All right, but right now we've got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. As a struggling young artist, he haunted the streets of Paris, begging handouts from American tourists. Let me run that by again. He haunted the streets of Paris, begging handouts from American tourists. You might have called him a hippie if that term had been invented a decade earlier. Better described within the context of his own era, he was a bohemian. He was a bearded truth seeker in a society mostly false. He was a champion of the unconventional. Above all, he was an artist. He lived in a garret on the Left Bank. He spent his days painting and panhandling, his nights visiting the local bistros. It was the painting he took most seriously. He truly longed to become one of the greats, to be recognized far and wide, to see his works hanging in the most splendid museums. And yet it was as though the world refused to cooperate with his dream. The panhandling wasn't panning out as usual. Money was running low. And anyway, the horizon was beckoning. He would leave France. He would move to Italy. Oh, he loved the city of Florence, even though it flat broke him. Fortunately, he met a sympathetic and moderately influential art teacher who arranged a gallery showing of the young man's paintings. The exhibition was so-so successful. At least it put $200 in the fledgling artist's pocket. And it was then that the bearded bohemian made what may have been the best investment of his life. He took that $200 and bought a one-way ticket to New York. And once in New York, he enrolled in the Pratt Institute to study his craft as never before, to learn formally and precisely the artistic techniques and refinements that he had long sought to master. Money was now more of a problem than ever. Begging handouts on the streets would not cover his expenses in New York City. So how could he earn enough cash to keep his artistic dream alive? Friends advised that he become a professional actor. Well, the bearded bohemian protested he'd never acted in his life, not as much as having participated in a school play. Anyway, acting seemed ludicrous to him. But his friends insisted. They told him to go over to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and get into an acting class and learn whatever he had to learn. After all, his artistic future was at stake. And reluctantly, the young painter agreed. He went to the academy and he enrolled in an acting class. And he hated it. He hated it. In the middle of the class one day, the instructor called on him, asked him to act out a poem of his choice. The artist said he didn't want to. Teacher said he had to. So the young man rose from his chair, stood there for a long self-conscious moment. Then suddenly something happened. Not only did he physically choreograph the poem, the only poem he knew by heart, incidentally, The Raven. Not only did he dramatize that poem, but he did so vigorously. Wildly, virtually ran amok, flipping, twisting, darting here and there, grabbing students out of their chairs, finally dashing out into the hall. It was a feeling of freedom he had never known before. And with that enthusiastic impression of Poe's Raven, a new fire was kindled in the young artist's soul, a new passion that would become his primary artistic expression forever after. You see, the bearded bohemian who once begged handouts from American tourists in France and Italy, the young man who lived only for canvas and colors, who started acting only to support his painting, was Robert Redford. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, if you want to hear more Paul Harvey this afternoon, you can. 1205 with Dan Markey. Here's another rest of the story for you. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311, exactly 7:30. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake effect snow is the reason for the advisory. The National Weather Service has the winter weather advisory in place through this afternoon, with several more inches still to come in certain areas. The counties included are the ones along the lake, including Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. There is a bigger winter weather impact to the south. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The deadly assault in the Racine County Jail last week lasted less than a minute, and no other inmates alerted guards about the attack. Inmate Devontae Caraway will likely face first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. There are emergency buttons in an area of the jail where the assault happened, but those weren't activated by inmates. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says guards followed safety protocols. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is investigating. The 13-year-old accused of terrorizing an elementary school in Kenosha has a court date this week. The teen was deemed competent to stand trial following a mental evaluation. He's charged with entering Roosevelt Elementary in November with a duffel bag containing airsoft guns.
The trial will take place in juvenile court with a judge ruling on the case. The trial is set for next week. And the Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about a scam. The scammers are claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt and are leaving voicemails requesting callbacks and demanding money to avoid arrest. If you get one of those calls, you're asked to call the Racine County non-emergency number. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
In recent times, Mexico has been one of our top trade partners, but there has been some recent turbulence in that. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is Mike North from EverAg, and he's explaining why now more than ever, we're going to want to keep a close eye on that Mexico trading.
Well, one of the key markets to watch, Charity, is going to be Mexico. Mexico, by far and away, is our largest buyer of dairy products. And as we bring in this new administration, some of the talk around tariff and specifically pointed towards the issues in Mexico around the border and some of the near-shoring issues that we're going to chase after, that tariff might be used to ultimately try to gain some leverage in the conversation over those two concerns.
North says that with these possible tariffs coming, it could prove to be a little bit more difficult for the U.S. farmers, but hopefully in the long run, it will be good for us. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at the morning markets right after this.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at those morning markets. The markets look to be showing us some strength as we open this morning with cash crop corn up 3.5 at 454 and a quarter, and new crop corn up 4 at 444 and 3 quarters. January soybeans are up 9 and a quarter at 990 and a quarter, and November soybeans are up 7 and 3 quarters at 1016. Wheat is following this trend as March is up 3 and a quarter at 532 and a half, and July is also up 3 and a quarter at 552 and a half. Class 3 milk contracts are also showing tiny gains as January contracts are up a penny at 2046 a hundredweight, and February contracts are up 4 cents at 2061 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow showers are possible today with a high near 29 and a strong north wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow could accumulate for areas of Racine and Kenosha with some lake effect snow. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens.
It's 24 right now.
Presidents, they've all aged while in office, right? They age while in office. Because the job is so stressful that it affects you physically. We've seen it. Obama, first 2 years, President Obama went totally gray. His face started drooping, got all droopy in the face. I don't know, one time I was like, is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? George W. Bush, he shrunk 4 inches. At one point, he was looking like Gollum from the Lord of the Rings. Ah, my precious! Bill Clinton, he grew that bulb on the tip of his nose. Bill Clinton looked like the man on the operation board.
Oh,
that's so true. Presidents really do age in office.
But don't we all age, though?
Not that fast. Not that there. If you go to the Lincoln Museum and Library in Springfield, Illinois, they have four pictures of Lincoln before and during his first 3 years. You can see the face changing.
Well, it is stressful. Well, running a country is stressful.
But you could see the despair by the last picture because it was the Civil War, and you could see the stress on his face. It happens. Obama, he was left with white hair.
I know.
He came in with nice dark black hair. He left with white hair. Boy, did he age in 4 years.
Well, let's not talk about aging.
Somebody I know celebrated the birthday yesterday. But it's not bad. You're 55. You don't look 55.
Oh, thanks. No, thanks.
Three, maybe two. No, I'm okay. You do not look 55. You just don't. You don't have that look.
I don't have the look.
You don't have that golem look like who's it, George Bush? My precious.
All right.
No, you look very good. 55. You have a nice birthday party?
I did. We had a delayed Christmas party, and then that turned into a Denise birthday party, which was fabulous.
Did you have one of these things growing up? Oh, this is for Christmas and your birthday?
Yeah, nobody had any money left. Yeah, nobody had any party left.
But my daughter, she's like that too.
Yeah.
It's like, and you know they didn't double up on the gift.
No.
So my daughter's January 12th. And people used to say, oh, this is for the holidays and this is for you. It's for you both. You didn't double up on the price. You just stuck an extra happy birthday on it instead of a Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, whatever. And that's what you did. You know you did it. We all know you did it. So don't try to get around it.
I know. It is a problem. It is a problem.
Especially people born on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, actually, my husband's mom, it was born the day before Christmas. So we on Christmas Eve, we all give her birthday presents, too.
Let's talk about what's ahead for Racine County High. This is Denise Lockwood. She's the founder of Racine County High. And you're becoming the online source for a lot of local news here in town. Because the newspaper they're good people, but it's not what it used to be.
Yeah, it's hard.
No, you know? Newspapers are.
And it's hard. It's hard because I grew up in newspaper land. So I used to write for the Kenosha News, the Milwaukee Business Journal, Southern Lakes newspapers. And it's a hard business, right? And the funny thing is a lot of people are like, oh, it's not it is a business, right? So we have to be able to sustain a certain level of financial wherewithal to support the people that are doing the writing and editing and all of the crazy things that Denise Lockwood wants to do. So it's hard. It's not an easy task. However, one of the things, the really great things, so the day that I am leaving for Japan, we are literally in the car going to the airport. I get this email from Report for America, and we got a grant for paying for an entire half year's salary of a new reporter. And I'm so excited. And now I got to come up with the rest.
Well, okay. They got you started. You got half a year. You can kick your feet up a little bit and work on the second half of the year. How is it getting advertising and support?
It can be a challenge, you know, and I think, but a lot of the things that we're doing are really working. We've got 187,000 human beings that come to the news website every month.
How much?
187,000.
Whoa.
Oh, I know.
All you need is $1 a piece.
I know, right? If only, but you know what? And that's one of the things that we completely decided to not do because Racine, the city of Racine, tends to be first or second in the highest unemployment rate in the state. And I believe that journalism helps you live a better life, especially community journalism, where we're talking about everything from weather, traffic, all of the stuff, you know, the going to the school board meetings and the government meetings. There's a lot of energy that has to be put into that, right? So we're working on events. We're working on a whole framework around community engagement. I'm really excited about all of the things that we're going to be accomplishing this year.
You talk about local news and timeless hits.
Exactly.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of any radio stations around town that actually have a local news department. We actually have local news.
And this is one of the reasons why I love our partnership primarily because there's so much ability to collaborate and things along that line. So one of the things that I'm really excited about is, you know, being able to be on the show, but also looking at how can we work better together, because that's the way you survive in these whole tumultuous times with news.
Well, we have 21 civic media stations in the state of Wisconsin. 21 stations. We cover the entire state, no matter where you are. Every one of those stations has a local news department.
Right.
And if there's something happening anywhere in the state, boom, we have the story because there's somebody covering it.
Exactly.
So, and that's what civic media does. They called it hometown radio refresh.
And you know what? Yeah. I think that there's so much room for all of that, right? And how we consume news, because there are some people that don't like to read the news, but they'll listen to a news report, right? So those are some of the things that we're going to be talking a lot about as we grow the Racine County iNews website. But we also are going to be doing a fabulous event. So one of the things that we're working on are a group of events over the next year. We're having a wedding and quinceañera expo from 10 a.m.
What's that second word you said?
Quinceañera.
Yeah, what is that?
Quinceañera.
You just blew by that word like we all should know it.
That was my 5 years of high school Spanish, of which I can probably make two sentences out of.
Albóndigas, meatballs.
We can't fail. Anyway, so the quinceañera is when a girl, typically this is done within Latina, Hispanic culture, that when a girl becomes 15 years old, she gets a really big kind of gathering of, and these are oftentimes very religious type of moments of celebration of a woman's kind of rite of passage into womanhood, you know? And so those are some of the things that we're going to be working on. And quinceañera events are huge. They're huge. And oftentimes they're at churches. Sometimes they're at larger event areas. So we wanted to really kind of envelop this whole concept of helping people celebrate these moments of points of their lives, right? So the event is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 12th, this Saturday.
No,
this
coming
Saturday. So, yeah, are you going to be there? Are you going to be there?
Oh, yeah, that's what I want. Okay. When we did the bridal extravaganzas here, yeah. I was the host. I got a picture of it, too. I was the host for like 20 years of the bridal. I did the MC of the bridal extravaganza.
Well, maybe next year you can be the guy.
Well, so give me the date again.
Okay, so it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 12th of January, and it's at Festival Hall.
That's where we held all of ours.
Yeah. And so there's a couple of different elements that I'm bringing into the fold. So we're having a series of kind of roundtable events. One is around how to financially pay for your wedding or quinceañera, because these are big expenses. So we're going to have some financial planners and things along that line, folks that event planners. And then also we're going to kind of morph that conversation into culture and tradition. So here's an example. Mr. Denise planned our wedding.
You keep calling amazing. Your husband Mr. Denise.
He's amazing. I love my husband. Anyway, so he is Scottish and I am Irish and he's also German and I am also Slovakian. And so we had all sorts of elements of our wedding traditions in there. And the funny thing is one of the things that he brought in, do you remember those big two-hand saws, right?
Yeah,
those
I remember
big
that.
Two-hand
you see
saws?
Them in movies and cartoons.
Oh, yeah. So in my wedding, we pre-rolled a scene of Larry and Denise sawing a log to Benny Hill.
The Benny Hill. It's like they have the cuckoo clocks with the two guys going back and
those
forth.
Those are actually of how you work together, and it is a challenge, friend. I'm going to tell you that. And I so did not really want to do that, but it was a really good reminder of how we need to work together. And ironically, halfway through, our friends were like, "Let us help you."
So my wife just sent me a text message. Don't schedule anything for January 12th.
Oh, good idea.
She was listening on the radio and she said, don't schedule anything. That's my daughter's birthday. Don't schedule anything. But can I call my daughter and wish her happy birthday? Don't schedule even a phone call to your daughter on that day. We don't want to hear it. You mentioned Benny Hill. I got to just tell because I didn't watch a lot of Benny Hill. But my favorite skit is, you know how he plays that fast music while he's doing
That's exactly the music that we have.
Anyway, so he's cleaning up, and he's got to clean up, go into the men's room.
Yeah.
And the door says, men. So he goes in there, and then the other door shuts, W-O.
Oh!
He gets thrown out. So whenever I see a swing door on a bathroom and it says men, I'm waiting for the other door to close and say W-O. Man,
yeah.
We're talking to Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County Eye. A lot of events going on, and she's got big plans for 2025. More coming up in just a moment here. 747, local news, timeless hits. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Quickly, the weather, 1 to 2 inches more of snow likely today with a high near 29. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 15. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high near 24. Some snow right now, 25 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Moose Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Okay, we're talking to, I almost gave the wrong name. We were talking about Nell Minow a second ago.
Were we talking about Nell Minow?
How close I was to John Kennedy. And Denise Lockwood is here from Racine County. Big plans for the new year. You've got is the wedding show separate from the
quinceañera?
Quinceañera. I took 6 years of Spanish, 2 in college, 4 in high school. Albóndigas is all I remember. But So it's a wedding and everything, right? Or is it just
wedding and quinceañera expo? It's together because they share so many different things, like from dresses to cakes and venues and things along that line. So we've also got a series of DJs. Hotel Verdant's going to be there. Rasmus and Diamonds.
Oh yeah.
A lot of really fabulous limo company. We've got a lot of really great folks that are joining us, and we're so grateful that we've been able to bring everybody together and support these young families and also young women in their journey.
What does include bat mitzvahs in there for the girls?
Maybe that's what we should do.
You got bar mitzvahs of the boys, bat mitzvahs of the girls. Just include the bat mitzvah in there. You got 13, all 15, right. You got all the ages covered.
I think I'll put that on the
bat mitzvah?
Yes, sure.
That's good. So, and we talked about the events, but you guys really do cover news.
Yes.
And how many people how many news hounds do you have on your staff?
So I've got six freelance writers, two people on staff full-time, and then I've got a full-time salesperson, and they're a fabulous team, and then we're going to be hiring another full-time person with a Report for America grant, which actually that happens in July, so I have to come up with the rest of the money, which is going to be an interesting thing. I need about $30,000.
Well, I'll tell you what. In my pocket, I have a winning ticket.
Do
Wait
you?
Wait a second. For the big Mega Millions, it was over $1 billion.
Seriously?
Remember that? See, this is a winning ticket.
He's really pulling it out. the ticket.
So to speak. Look at this. This is the Mega Millions.
Oh, he's not going to give it to me. It's okay. If you get the Mega.
This is a winning ticket. Now, I will give you $100 or this ticket. If I made that offer to you, which would you take, the $100 or this winning ticket?
None.
If I made you the offer.
The $100, yes.
Good.
Because I want the for sure thing.
It is a winning ticket.
Is it?
Yeah, $10.
Oh, good choice on that.
Well, I told you, it's a winning ticket. Ooh. You know what I got excited about? Two numbers. I matched two, and I was going, the rest didn't match.
Oh.
But I matched three numbers in it, by the way. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't play the lottery.
Here's something, another interesting one. Talk about money. I got a wallet in there. Such a fat wallet. Anyway, somebody on, I was watching this YouTube video, and the guy said to the woman, she's, I guess it's a friend, said, if I gave you, which would you take, $1 million now or a penny a day doubled for a year? In other words, if I gave, that would be 1 cent the first day, 2 cents the next, 4 cents the next, 8 cents the next. Would you take the $1 million cash right now or a penny a day doubled for a year? I said, $1 million. A penny a day doubled for a year comes out to over $5 million.
Wow.
Huh. Because you keep doubling it.
Yeah.
And when you get to a dollar, it comes $2, $2, $4, and it keeps going, going, and going.
Yeah.
Over the course of 365 days, it comes to over $5 million. So the woman didn't get any. It was just a, what would you do hypothetically?
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting.
So now if somebody offers you a penny a day doubled or a million, you take the penny a
I'm
day.
I'm taking the penny a day doubled. Yep.
Yeah. Now they don't give you, you don't want $5 million in pennies, but still.
Yeah.
So what else do we have on the calendar for this year for Racine County Eye?
So let me think. Okay. So we have a whole series of events that we're in the planning stages on. So know that this is going to be solidified over the next few weeks to next month or two. So we're having a home show, we're having Aging Well, and then we also are going to have actually two Aging Wells, two home shows. Here's what I want.
Look at that face just changed to a beaming face.
I told my staff, so when I was a little pumpkin head at 10 years old, right? I was in Girl Scouts. And we went to an international festival, and I said to my staff, I said, I want an international festival with food and folk dancing and like displays around countries and bring people together. And they were like, yes, let's do that. So I don't know if it's going to happen, but we're in the talks of how this could happen. So if anybody wants to help us figure this out, that would be fabulous.
When I lived in Atlanta,
yeah.
the one of our people who worked there, she was a clogger. You know what those are?
Yeah, I grew up, I actually did a lot of square dancing growing up.
She was a clogger.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah.
So we clog on weekends.
I always wanted to clog, although I did not have that ability to clog.
Well, I went to one of her shows.
Yeah.
And they're dressed up in like in square dancing type clothes. And I couldn't believe how her feet were moving. I said, whoa.
It's crazy.
She was good at this. But when she told me she's a clogger, I said, what the heck is a clogger? Will you clean out drains? What are you? I didn't know. I came from a big city. We didn't have clogging where I came from. And so it was very interesting. And since then, you know, we went to a few of her shows with her clogging group. And people pack those places. They love them.
It's amazing. And it's such a joy to watch somebody do that. But also getting back to the events, we're also going to be doing a family and health show. And we're really wanting to get these moments of places where people can gather in person and have that really strong shared knowledge kind of a concept, but also support people in understanding what some of those things that they care about the most. So those are some of the things that we're working on.
Before we wrap up, I got to get to this question here because I had it on this morning and let me see if I can find it now. I had it all laid out here for you. Okay. A survey asked people to name the things they tried once and would never try again. And well, here's what people said. They said roller skating or rollerblading, golf, karaoke, jogging, and camping. And I said camping because I camped out in the fifth grade, and it was a living nightmare, and I would never do it again.
I love camping. No. How can you, like, what's up with the, what do you got against the camp?
Okay, here's what happened when I was camping. Okay. It was in the fifth grade. Only the boys can go. Couldn't get away with that today. But only the boys can go. And we camped up at Bear Mountain. You know what that is? That's West Point Military Academy.
Okay.
It's up there in upstate New York. And we walked 5 miles. And I had to borrow a knapsack from somebody. And it just didn't have the great. My shoulders were killing me. My mother filled up my canteen with warm grape soda, which really went good on that hot day when you're thirsty. Warm grape soda. We get there. I had to dig a hole for water. I dug it near the lean-to, which was a bathroom, and it smelled. And the teacher said, get away from me. You don't get to drink that water. I did. It tasted terrible because I was drinking somebody's waste. Anyway, next, it rained all night, and we did not have tents. We just slept in the sleeping bags. So we're soaked. And all the fathers that were helping out were trying to start fires for the campfire to make breakfast. Our father in charge just said, let's go into town. We went to West Point, went to a diner and hamburgers, fries, and everything else. They come back. They're still trying to start a fire with wet wood. And so that was my camping experience.
That's not camping. That is survivalism. That is two very different things, Don Rosen. Two very different things.
I was 10 years old, 11 years old. What do I know? No. I was sent out in the wilderness. Now, the town of West Point was right around the corner, so it wasn't that far away.
We went to Myrtle Beach earlier in 2024, last year. We went to the Myrtle Beach National Park, or State Park, I believe. It was right on Myrtle Beach. And so I loved that. That was such a soul. Like, I am so into, like, just show me what the world is and I want to experience that. And so it was such a beautiful trip. We had such a great time.
Not me. Air conditioning in the summer, heating in the winter. That's all I care about.
Aww.
Okay, quick review here. So coming up on the 12th, which is Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday.
Exciting.
My wife just said, make no plans for Saturday the 12th.
He's not making plans for the 12th. I promise you, Mrs. Rosen.
Okay. When you said that, I thought about my mother for a second. I hear Mrs. Rosen. I think of my mother. Okay. It's at Festival Hall. And give me this stats on this again. It's called?
It's called Elegance Unveiled Wedding and Quinceañera Expo.
And it's at Festival Hall. An admission charge?
It's $10. Okay. And you can go on to RacineCountyEye.com and you'll see at the top, we have a whole banner that says Elegance Unveiled. And you can click on that and you can buy your tickets online.
Could you do it at the door?
You can do it at the door as well.
Good. Okay. So, and the website is?
RacineCountyEye.com.
That's